Let's look at the bad examples from before.
I want my students to learn the differences between plant and animal cells. How do we know if they have learned the difference between plant and animal cells? What do we want them to be able to do with that knowledge? Right now, the verb in the sentence is learn, but learning happens internally, inside of a student's brain. We can't see that. Let's say we want students to be able to differentiate between animal and plant cells. Differentiating can happen in many different ways, so this could lead to a variety of activities and assessments, such as having students choose between pictures, draw out diagrams, or even write a paper about the different processes. Now, let's look at the second bad example. I want my students to understand the plant reproduction process. Again, the question is how? How do we know that they understand? Understanding also happens internally and therefore can't be measured. A better goal would be, student will be able to describe the plant reproduction process. This eliminates the gray area since we have defined the evidence that we're looking for. We've clarified that we want the student to be able to describe or explain the process so we can have them do things like write a paper about it, make a chart, or tell a story about the life of a seed.